Welcome to the Mound Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm John Scott, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word to you. My wife and I have been members of Mount Brook Baptist Church for a number of years. In fact, my wife grew up in this church, and we try to stay as active as we can in the church because not only do we love the church, we love the way that we're able to receive God's Word as members of this church. In this Advent devotional guide, we're journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Thursday, December 19th, and I'm reading from Jeremiah 23, 1 through 8. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and will do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. So then the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them, then they will live in their own land. Thanks for listening. The title of my devotional is Hope in the Face of Darkness. The Old Testament prophecies we have revisited this season address the hope promised in the birth and ultimate return of Jesus Christ in the face of darkness in this world. Hope is one of the themes of Advent, and for good reason, as we celebrate in many ways, we are blessed by the coming of Jesus Christ. One of the prophecies centered on this hope is found in a short poem in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8. These verses are found in the midst of a declaration of God's condemnation of Judah's corrupt and unfaithful kings and prophets. This condemnation ultimately leads to the scattering of God's people into exile by the Babylonians. The exile results in a period of darkness emanating from the actions of kings and other leaders who were not men of God and contributed to paganism and corruption in Judah. There is no clear example of God's people's need for hope as they face this exile. Yet, in the midst of this impending darkness, God conveys to Jeremiah a prophecy of hope, the coming of a righteous branch. These words are significant to us as Christians in their connection to the New Testament and Jesus Christ. The verses begin by declaring woe to the shepherds, Israel's leaders. The shepherds have failed to care for their flock, God's people, which led to their scattering. But then God promises to place good shepherds over the people to lead them. This imagery is carried over to the New Testament in the ultimate identification of Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. in John 10. Finally, Jeremiah declares that the days are coming when God will raise up for David a righteous branch because of God's promise to him. The righteous branch will be a king who will reign wisely and with justice and righteousness. God's people will be saved by him, and this king will in fact be called the Lord, our righteous Savior. The world can't save itself from the darkness of sin, but Jeremiah's prophecy confirms the coming of a Savior, divinely sent, who will not fail us, as he is God's true righteousness. This significant prophecy gave hope to God's people in the 7th century and extends that hope to us today with the promise of a righteous king who will return to save God's people. In this Advent season, we can celebrate that this prophecy of hope first found its fulfillment in the birth and life of Jesus Christ. But we also anticipate that one day he will return as the Messiah, and we will dwell forever with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one true light of the world. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to not only learn from your word, but to celebrate as well the prophecy of hope to us, as we can anticipate that one day Jesus will return as our Messiah, and we will be able to dwell forever with him. What a wonderful thing to celebrate at this time of Advent. Lord, thank you for all you have done for us in bringing us Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. In his holy name.